A word. A word. Sweet ladies and gentlemen, I pray you hear why alone I appear. I am the prologue. Arosa loves the custom of a prologue to his story. And as he would revive for you the ancient glory, he sends me to speak before ye. But not to prate as once of old, so that the tears of the actor are false and real, the disguise and cries and the pain that is told, he has no heart to feel. No! Chapter will borrow from life with its laughter and sorrow. Is not the actor a man with a heart like you? So it is for men that our author has written, and the story he tells you is true. And he marked the time with sighs and tears. Come then, here on the stage, you shall behold us in human fashion, and see the sad fruit of love and passion. Hearts that weep and languish, cry the pain and anguish, and they tell us. Oh, think then, sweet people, when you look on us, clad in our motley and tinsel, on a human heart beating with passion, we are but men like you, for gladness or sorrow. Is the same broad heaven above us the same wide lonely world before us? Will ye hear the next story, how it unfolds itself, your impetus, and bring up the curtain.